Rob McConnell.
Hello, Jim. How are you feeling?
Hello, Rob McConnell. How are you feeling?
Not so good.
You look great.
Oh, I feel okay.
You've been up for how many?
Oh, 24 now, I guess.
24, the band...
I feel fine. The band played great.
You didn't sound bad at all, I gotta tell you.
Oh, the band came through for me. They're nice people.
Sensational.
Thank you.
After a bus trip from Canada to Monterey...
Well, we took the plane to San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were kidding about that, huh?
Yeah, well, it only takes about 4 or 5 years to get onto my sense of humor.
Rob, how long has it taken for the Boss Brass to take off? How long?
Oh, are we off yet?
How long has it been? How long has it been that this band has been in existence, has been together?
Well, it's been pretty well as personnel since 71, so 10 years.
71?
Yeah.
Do you have a feeling, I kind of get the feeling, that the Boss Brass is about to become a world-renowned entity? The records are getting around the world, first appearance at this prestigious jazz festival, and I understand there's a lot of things in store for the band, TV stuff and more recordings and appearances throughout the States. What do you feel? Do you think you're on the verge of something after 10 years?
Yeah, perhaps, Jim, but, you know, just kind of bum along and hope for the best, you know. Like, if we can have concerts like this to this marvelous audience here at, you know, 2 a.m, and a lot of them stuck around.
Sure did.
And, you know, begged us to play more. We're not used to that kind of audiences, and I, spokesman for the band, will say, I love it, and we're glad to be here. And if we do better and can come here more often or whatever, great, you know. This is our first trip, and we're just, you know, world famous or that. Doesn't really do it.
Talking to Steve
just
Cole.
The band playing good, you know, who does it.
Talking to Steve Cole of Bug Alley, he was telling us that there is a pretty active jazz scene in Canada. Is it enough to keep alive and keep employed a big band such as yours?
Oh, no. We're all freelancers in Toronto, and Toronto is a big center. We have 4 television networks there, and all the ad agencies, and a lot of record dates. There's about 15 recording studios in Toronto, so all of us work together, not under my direction. I mean, I'm, you know, next week back with the boys, you know. But we work, oh, I don't know, 30, 40 days a year. Like, this 81 will be our big mother load year of our career, maybe 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot for us.
So what it is, really, is kind of like any other big studio band where the players come out of the studios as professional musicians and get together and play in a big band for the joy of playing in a big band.
Well, really, they're not making any money. So that must be the reason.
Well, what is the reason then? If guys who make a lot of money as studio players and as freelance musicians, why do they always come back to a big band context?
Well, when you get a drummer like Terry Clark and a lead trumpet player like Arnie Chukowski and Moe and, well, everybody, there's no driftwood in this band at all. The way they play tonight, I mean, we're tired and wasted. You know, we were ready about 9 o'clock this evening. We got on at 1. So, and I don't know, no problem. Okay, here we go. Well, there's a community spirit here that I don't know what causes it, but I love it. You know,
seems
grateful for it.
A lot of guys have to return to that big band setting as not only as performers, but as writers, arrangers, yourself as a leader. I'm sure that there must be a lot more work in it for you than I would like. Yeah, I mean, just labor.
Oh, yeah, but it's worthwhile. You don't get anything for nothing. You pay for your thrills, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. And there is something about the thrill of playing in a big band. It compares favorably to hearing a big band, I guess.
I don't think I've been any more thrilled than tonight. Band was just on the ropes.
Really was.
And they just delivered their teeth and their heart and their rear end. And
they were smoking.
That's all I can say. We don't play any better than we did tonight especially under these conditions. I thought maybe, you know, we'd show up with about a quintet. But everybody's here and did it.
Where do you get the inspiration for this band? Is it inspired by American big bands? Is it
Basie,
Duke?
Yeah, all those. Just keep on naming them.
Yeah, all that.
I've stolen from the best. Oh, yeah. Duke and Basie and Woody and all the bands. We're all former members of most of those bands.
Mm-hmm.
And There's a lot of great hair in this band, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of great heroes in this band, I tell you. They all played like champions tonight. And I gotta tell you, Rob, the response on our station, on KKGO in L.A., to the albums that you've been sending us down here has been, well, you know, sensational.
Well, the help that I've got at KKGO has been a phenomenal thing. I mean, people wonder, you know, what kind of relation you and Chuck and everyone else there are of me. And, of course, as you know, we met for the first time a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So I thank you. Like, we're really, it's kind of numbing to us up in Toronto, you know, to come down here and see this response or hear about this response. I mean, and it's nice. I mean, I'm not gonna...
Marvelous.
Yeah, I love it.
I do too. Rob, thank you. I know you're whipped and you want to get back to the bus.
Yeah, I'm going to go into a coma now.
Yeah, I can see that.
So,
thank you a lot.
All the best.
Thanks for your visit. Thanks for that music. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Rob McConnell,
thanks,
the leader of the band, of the Boss Brass. It's getting kind of late. I think we're going to kind of wrap it up for Monterey. I want to remind you that we will be back with you tomorrow afternoon at 1:15, and you got to be here with us at 1:05 because Saturday afternoon we're going to be playing the blues for you here from Monterey. You're going to hear the James Cotton Band, Willie Dixon, John Lee Hooker, Etta James. It's going to be an afternoon of unforgettable blues playing. Then tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon and Sunday night, we're here to bring you every minute of the Monterey Jazz Festival. Our wrap-up program, as I mentioned to you before, has been brought to you through the courtesy of my good friend Howard Rumsey and Concerts by the Sea on Fisherman's Wharf in Redondo Beach. I want to thank you for listening. Thanks to John Davis for all his help as our producer and engineer. And we'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon about 1:15 from Monterey on KKGO Los Angeles. Good night.